News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Now, US President Donald Trump is likely to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord, according to senior US sources. The move has sparked widespread criticism from politicians and environmentalists alike, and even the Green Party leader Eamon Ryan here has called for sanctions against the US if they do withdraw. That announcement is expected about 8 o'clock tonight, Irish time, from President Trump. But if he does pull out, what is that going to mean for America and, of course, for the rest of the world? Joining us on the line to answer those questions is climatologist with NUI Maynooth, John Sweeney. John, before we talk about the mechanics of this, because I know there might be some difficulties there for Donald Trump, maybe just remind our listeners what the Paris Climate Accord aimed to do.
Well, the Paris Climate Accord was moulded and shaped particularly to account for the sensitivities of the United States. And it was the culmination of almost 20 years of negotiations to try and ensure that the world stayed on a sustainable pathway and avoided dangerous climate change warming of 2 degrees centigrade, when most climatologists feel a lot of what we know about the response of climate to 2 degrees will become highly uncertain and highly dangerous thereafter. Things like what will happen to Greenland and Antarctica, what will happen to the Gulf Stream and so on. And the nations of the world, 197 of them, signed up to taking steps to avoid 2 degrees of warming and to pursue as much as possible a warming limit of 1.5 degrees centigrade. The agreement was finally ratified by sufficiently large numbers of countries to come into force on November the 4th last year, and it's therefore a matter of international law and a legally binding treaty at this stage.
So it's a legally binding treaty, so I assume then there's difficulties to just withdraw from it if that indeed is what Donald Trump announces is his intention tonight.
There are a number of difficulties, I think, which we can outline here. And the first is that the signatories to the agreement have to abide by Article 28, which does provide for a withdrawal. It requires no country to apply for withdrawal or to be granted withdrawal within the first 3 years of the agreement, which means, therefore, that starting on November 2019, the president could give written notice of withdrawal, not before then, from the Paris Agreement per se. That means that, therefore, you know, he can't withdraw legally under the terms of the Paris Agreement. What he can do, however, is withdraw entirely from the parent body, which is the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. That requires a one-year notice, and by withdrawing from that, the Paris Agreement falls for that country concerned as well. But here, it's a much more radical step for any country to take. It's radical because in this case, that goes back a long way. It goes back a quarter of a century to when George H. Bush signed up the United States to the UN SCCC, and the Senate voted unanimously to agree to it. So for a president to repudiate that, there are legal questions as to whether they would have to go back to the Senate and get a two-thirds majority or not. Now, this is an open question. It will be very interesting to see what President Bush does in terms of those two options. But of course, there are no sanctions for staying in the Paris Agreement and not meeting the pledges which a country make, and that would be another option for him.
And John, before I let you go, look, for people who are, there's people already texting in saying, look, this kind of calling into question the effects of climate change, scoffing at my assertion that it was a contributory factor in the Syrian war, even though the drought in Syria, of course, was a contributory factor in the civil war breaking out. Why, to those people, why does it matter? Explain to them why it matters if the United States just ignores this climate deal.
Well, I think the United States is going to pass leadership of the world community effectively to China on this matter. And it means that countries like the small island states, which are gradually being submerged by rising sea level, countries which have large delta populations, which are threatened by increasing storm surges, countries in Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, which are being threatened by much more irregular rainfall, even places like Ireland, where we have to come to terms with climate change in the future, for our children and for our children's children, the effects of what the United States is doing is putting a heavier burden on those countries and effectively washing its hands of its responsibilities to play its part as a responsible citizen in the global community.
Okay.
Effectively, if we remove the United States, and he does it by breaching international law, then leadership in many other areas, such as Syria, such as North Korea, will effectively be lost, because other countries will say, how can you lecture us on international law if you're going to ignore it yourself?
All right, climatologist with NUI Maynooth, John Sweeney, thank you very much for that.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.